the institutions that have always served as sources of inspiration for Am Yisrael and for our spiritual advancement has been education. Sometimes, interestingly enough, we are reminded of these foundations from the strangest of places and the most foreign of sources. This week's parsha of Yitro, the Torah opens with Vayishma Yitro. And there's a very famous question that the Gemara deals with. Yitro is inspired, Yitro hears. Ezo Shmua Shama. What exactly did Yitro hear that encouraged him to embrace the Jewish people? And what inspired him or encouraged him to bring Moshe Rabbeinu's children and wife Tzipporah to Moshe at this particular time? The Torah clearly says in the opening of the parsha, Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midyan Choten Moshe et kol asher asa Elohim leMoshe uliYisrael amo. What exactly did Yitro hear? Ki hotzi Hashem et Yisrael miMitzrayim. He heard about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What more would one need? And the very fact of hearing about the wondrous, miraculous events of the exodus of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim to be incited and to be encouraged or inspired towards embracing God. But Rashi says, Vayishma Yitro, Ma Shmua Shama, what did he hear? Kriyat Yomsuf u'Milchemet Amalek. At first Rashi, in quoting the Gemara, quotes two events, Kriyat Yamsuf, the parting of the Red Sea, Ve'milchemet Amalek, the victory of Bnei Yisrael over Amalek. But later on in the same pasuk, Rashi at the end says, Et kol asher asa, all that God had done for Bnei Yisrael, presumably when he took them out of Mitzrayim. But Rashi says, what events are the things that God did that Yitro specifically focused on? Yiridat Haman, Be'er, Ve'amalek. Three events. The manna, the man that fell from the heavens above. The Be'er, the provisions that he provided for the Jewish people through food and water. And the victory over Amalek. And the question that we have to ask, my friends, what exactly prompts Rashi to offer these particular events? Firstly, the Kriyat Yamsuf, Amalek, the Be'er, the Man. Why offer these events when it seems rather obvious from the context of the Pasuk itself that it was clearly Yitziat Mitzrayim? Secondly, why does Rashi first emphasize Kriyat Yamsuf and Milchemet Amalek, and later on, in a different Dibur HaMatchil, in a different caption, Rashi all of a sudden talks about the Be'er, the Mayim, and Milchemet Amalek, presumably provisions that God provided for the Jewish people? The final question I want to pose is in Perek Yurchet Pasuk Gimel, Yitro's response to these events, Vayikach Yitro Choten Moshe et Tzipora Eshet Moshe, Ve'et Shnei Banea, he takes with him Tzipporah, the wife of Moshe, and her two children. Who are these children? The Torah says clearly, Asher Shema Echad Gershom, Ki Amar Ger Hayiti Ve'eretz Nachria. One is Gershom, after having been a stranger in a strange or foreign land, from the Lashon of Ger. V'Shema Echad Eliezer. And the second child is Eliezer, ki Elohei Avi Be'ezri, v'yatzileini mi'cherev paro. The Torah specifies and stipulates that the children of Moshe were named Gershom and Eliezer, respectively. Eliezer, because Elohei Avi Be'ezri, the Lord my God, the God of my father, Avi Be'ezri, was assistance to me. Was in assistance, saved me, essentially. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu called Eliezer, Eliezer. And the question we have to ask is twofold. Firstly, why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat not only the names of the sons of Moshe, but why, if it repeats the names, I understand, so it tells us Yitzro's taking Tzipora, Gershom, and Eliezer. But it certainly doesn't need to develop the derivation of their names once again. The name of Gershom, Ki Ger Hayiti. The name of Eliezer, Elohe Avi Bezri. Why is it necessary to repeat the names of these children and to explain where the names come from, when we already know earlier in Shemot it explains those derivations? And finally, the word Eliezer, Elohe Avi Bezri, the Lord my God, the Lord of my fathers has saved me. But in actuality, my dear friends, Eliezer, if you look at the first part of the word, it's Eli, Eli Ezer. Eli actually means, my God has saved me. Why then does the Torah decide to call Eliezer after Elohe Avi, the God of my forefathers, when in its simple context, it means Eli, my God, directly? I saw a fascinating insight which is offered by Rav Kanatovsky in his Sefer, The Depths of Simplicity. Yitro's impressions were coming really from two distinct perspectives. The first, Yitro looks at Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, and he looks at them through the lens or through the perspective of a priest, Kohen Midian. He is a religious man, and therefore he has, in a sense, something called a religious awakening. And therefore, Yitro sees the events as Rashi begins to describe in the first part of Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and Milchemet Amalek. There is a phenomenon that Yitro witnesses. He witnesses a people who were persecuted, who were downtrodden, and yet now, even with the face of all the challenges that they have, clearly a God saved them. And clearly there is spiritual significance here. So from the eyes of the religious man, Yitro sees and has this religious awakening based on these miraculous feats. However, in the second perspective that Yitro has is from the eyes and the lens of a family man. He is related to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is his son-in-law. His grandchildren spend time in his house. And therefore, as a family man, he sees a phenomenal act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. He sees a God who not only saves his people and offers them salvation, but who embraces his people as a father would a son, as a parent would a child. And therefore, Rashi repeats, what did Yitro see? Now he sees from a different perspective, from the perspective of Mishpacha. Yes, he sees the man, he sees the food, he sees the be'er, the water, and Milchemet Amalek. Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after saving the Jewish people from the threat of being destroyed by Mitzrayim and by Amalek, he embraces them by nurturing them, both physically and spiritually. And therefore, the principles that are maintained here is the concept, the two concepts, and the two perspectives that Yitro has. That of the foundation of family, mishpacha, seeing it in that sense. And secondly, the foundation of religiosity, spiritual subservience. Both of these foundations, Yitro recognized, is what would be the key to the resistance and the resilience of the Jewish people, regardless of all the challenges that they would encounter inevitably in the future. In actuality, interestingly enough, says Rav Kanatovsky, Yitro was reared by his son-in-law Moshe. Yitro was taught to see things this way, because he sees them alive and well in his own home. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu, before he became Rabbeinu, when Moses is residing in his home, in the comforts of Midian, there's all that he needs, all of the amenities are at his doorstep, and yet the father-in-law Yitro sees a son-in-law who yearns to be back with Bnei Yisrael, who yearns to return to the threat of slavery, because the child, the boy, Moshe, understands that that's where he belongs. His heart is still in Mitzrayim with his people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, VeElokei Yaakov. Rav Kanatovsky explains, why does God introduce himself to Moshe as the God of all of these fathers specifically? So that Moshe should understand that there is no religious experience in a vacuum. Religiosity, spirituality develops as it is transmitted generationally, transmitted from a father to a son, or vice versa. Moshe was able to transmit this message to Yitro. Yitro sees Moshe's yearning to be with his people, and he understands that Torah, or that the Jewish law, or the foundations of family and religiosity indeed begin as it is passed on and transmitted from generation to generation. And this, Rabotai, is precisely the reason why the Torah repeats over here, as Yitro has this awakening, who exactly was Eliezer? Elohei Avi Be'ezri. Yes, the literal simple context means, my God, Eli. But the Torah chooses to explain. Eliezer, the derivation of his name comes from Elohei Avi Be'ezri, the God of my father and my forefathers before me. Why? To make us understand that which Yitro recognized, that it didn't start with me, and it certainly doesn't end with me as well. There is a transmission of future generations. And therefore, Yitro asks himself, how can I possibly deprive my grandchildren and my daughter of this perspective? How can I have a son-in-law who yearns to be with his people enslaved in bondage and who returns to them? Am I to keep these children safe? I have to bring them to their father. Let them learn from their generational link about their lineage. Let them receive the roots of their Judaism upon which all of spirituality is founded upon. And therefore Yitro takes his daughter and his children, his grandchildren, and he brings them back to where they belong, to where it all begins, and to where they are able to transmit it further to Moshe Rabbeinu, their father. The Torah describes at length Yitro's mission, because the Torah wants us to understand the foundations of success within the context of a Torah Judaism. Continue to nurture our own religious understanding as it reflects in our children with a complete appreciation that it is indeed generational to be transmitted for a future legacy. Then we'll be zoche to fully embrace the concept of Elohei Avi Be'ezri. He will be Elohei, my God, but also the God of Avi, of our forefathers, regardless of all the challenges and hardships that we have and have had in the past. They will not be for naught, for they will serve as a conduit for our future to bring the Geulah Shleimah. Shabbat Shalom.